here at the 2019 World Credit Union Conference in the Bahamas. And look who's in the studio lounge, Miss Shirley Kate from Providence Federal Credit Union in the great Northwest of the United States.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Good.
I just had Troy Stang in here earlier.
I know.
Talking about the virtues of the Northwest.
There's all kinds of virtues in the Northwest.
I know, I know. And the presence that the Northwest credit unions are having at this conference is unbelievable. I mean, you guys are everywhere, which is great.
Yep, so we're doing good things.
You guys are representing very well indeed.
Yeah.
Very well indeed. And speaking of which, how's the conference going for you so far?
It's going great. It's going great. We're meeting a lot of really good people, a lot of from different countries, small credit unions, talking about collaboration with them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. It's very good. And it's very, it's amazing how everybody feels the exact same way about credit unions, no matter where they're from. And it's just all really tight-knit, and you just don't realize that until you get into a place like this.
And very passionate group of people, for
very
sure.
Passionate.
That's an understatement at this conference.
Yeah.
Have you learned anything? I mean, in talking with these other folks, what is there one thing that you've learned? I mean, I'm sure there's lots of things that you've learned, but what really stands out to you in your conversations?
I think we met with a really small credit union the other day, and they just got chartered, and chatting with them, their main, you know, the banks are so prominent in their area, and that when they were trying to get members brought over into their credit union, the way that they could explain it to the potential members and to bring them was, no matter if you have 10 shares or 10,000 shares, you're one vote. So what we learned was that if they were at a bank, if they had more, they could do more, and they were more prominent, but in comparison to the ones that had smaller amounts of shares.
Okay.
So that really brought in members over to their credit union because of that one member, one vote, regardless of how much money they had.
Right.
So it was
everyone
was
has equal say.
Yeah.
Equal say for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now you were speaking here as well, and your topic was Together Better, Small Credit Unions Collaborate for Innovation and Efficiency. So that's obviously been a big topic here at this conference. So give us a quick overview on what you talked about, and then we'll talk about a couple of key takeaways.
I think my thing was on how Providence has been trying to help the smaller credit unions in the way of just support for back office. We'd work on training sessions together. We'd have board training sessions together, and we'd bring in other credit unions, their boards, and their supervisory committees, and we would get all this training done at the same time, minimal cost, and get everybody done at the same time once a year. And then we would do staff trainings as well. So the staff trainings worked out well because, again, you know, saving money. But then also, too, it allowed our staff to network with other credit union employees and all of that. And so it really brought us together as credit unions. But we also collaborate on mortgage loans. Consolidated Credit Union, who's up in Portland, they have a mortgage process through their credit union. We utilize them. So we don't have to hold the mortgages on our books. And it helps lessen the risk, and our members love it. They think that they're talking to us, and so that collaboration has been wonderful for our members. So, and for us, from a financial standpoint, we don't have to hold those long-term mortgages on the books, and the examiners love that.
What other industry does this type of stuff? I'm racking my brain to think of another industry that does. I'm sure there's one or two out there somewhere.
There's gotta be.
You guys just do it to the fullest, you know, and again, it benefits the members for sure.
Yeah, it's important, and I think for us, I want the employees that work at Providence to be proud of what we do for the other credit unions, and you know, we do a lot for our community, but I want them to be proud for what we do for other credit unions.
Yeah.
And I think that other credit unions do the same thing for us, and some people think because we're about $140 million in assets, we're not small. We are small. We need help, and so having Consolidated coming in and doing that was a huge step for us.
Yeah, I love it when credit unions kind of step up to help each other out. It's such a great story.
Yeah.
So what are some takeaways that you wanted folks, your audience, in your presentation, what did you want to have them take back to their credit unions?
I think credit unions, if they want to collaborate, there are other credit unions out there that will. You just have to find the right partner.
Yeah.
You have to find the right philosophy. You have to find the right goals maybe in mind. Some credit unions either need more fee income, some credit unions need more loans, some credit unions might need support in the back office. So it's just finding that right partner. And I think they're, like you said, they're all out there. You just got to find the right one.
Yeah.
And when we, this other collaboration that we're working on is a credit union in Portland is offering business loans, and they want to be able to offer them to our field of membership, and says it's healthcare. There's a pretty good opportunity from the doctor's offices and equipment, you know, type of loans, and so they're willing to come in and do that for us, and we can hold some of them on our books or just get fee income. So it's, they're out there. You just got to find them and find that right person that you can collaborate with and that you trust.
Yeah. So how do you go out and find this? I mean, is it networking at conferences like this or just picking up the phone? Hey.
Yeah. Being in the industry for as long as I have, I think it's people know for the most part who I am, and if I can either find somebody or get somebody together or two other people together, I'll do it. Because I think collaboration is so important.
Yeah.
And if I can help in any way, I'm going to.
Yeah, it's our superpower, I think, as Jim Nussel likes to say.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Our superpower.
Yeah. And my next question was, what's the significance of all this? But I think the significance is showing the power of collaboration, what credit unions can do for each other. Hey, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back type of thing.
Yeah.
So.
And it doesn't have to be about mergers or be about, you know, competition. It's just about helping out. And I was chatting with Terry Robinson, and she serves the ironworkers, and when they were going through a huge issue with employment in Oregon and Washington, her delinquency went through the roof.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And I said, those are the type of things where I could have come in, brought my collector and helped her call on those, you know, and those are the things that we should be doing and not charging if you don't want to, if you can, and just being able to help them out.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a kind of a form of shared branching almost, you know? So another unique thing that credit unions do. My gosh, there's a million of them. So cool. So what do you want to, what are the overall goals with your message? Obviously, again, collaboration just really is kind of the heart of it all.
Yeah, I think it really is, and I think before I leave this industry, and I hopefully it's a long, I still have a few good years left in me. I just want credit unions to be able to stay, no matter how small or big. If you're able to help somebody next to you, or down the street, or across the U.S., or even in another country, you should be able to do it and feel comfortable with it and trust that person.
Yeah.
And I think it's some things that we've always been able to do, and I think we've lost sight in it years ago, and I think it's just starting to come back again.
Well, good stuff. Great message to end on.
Thank
Shirley,
you.
Thank you so much for hanging out. I know you got a busy schedule, so thank you for hanging out with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Keep up the good work there in the Northwest.
I will.
Come up and visit one of these days.
Good. Yeah. Our Max conference is coming.
I will be there.
Good.
I will see you there then.
Definitely.
Good stuff. Shirley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike.
Well done. Thank you.